Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. This is Grimm's Classic Comic Corner, and we are going to do Spawn Volume 1, that's issues 1 to 6. For those of you who don't know, Spawn was a very, very popular hero back in my day, back when I was younger. He was the edgy superhero, you know, but he has a pretty big backstory, and of course Todd McFarlane, very famous for drawing him, created Image Comics, and here you are. So here we go. Let's relive some classic Spawn. Look at the art. Everything's been remastered here. This is the Origins Collection. Collecting issues 1 to 6. I first conceived the idea for the character of Spawn when I was in high school. The original costume I drew is essentially the same, other than the color, which was originally blue. As I gained experience, my drawing became more fluid. Did I have a master plan? Yes. Do I know the end of the story? Yes. Do I hope that I never have to tell it? Yes. I have conceived of the ending of Spawn, but the only way I would tell it is if nobody cared about the character anymore. Hopefully done right, I won't ever have to tell that story. I'm hoping that Spawn, sort of like Superman and Batman, will outlive the creator. I've always said that Mickey Mouse is still alive, but Disney isn't. His creative children have surpassed his longevity. Todd McFarlane, in an interview for Miller World. May 1992. Questions, Part 1. Look at that art. I have that issue. It's not worth much, but it's cool to have. I don't belong. The bet was rigged. He made me believe. Not here. Not now. I have to get back there. Okay, the bet was rigged. He made me believe. Now there's darkness in my soul. I want to die. Again. Now, if you're familiar with Iced Earth, you may remember those lyrics. Not crazy about what Schaefer did, but hey, the fucking Dark Saga is still a great record. But I chose to come back. Why? Services were held today for Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons at Arlington Cemetery in Virginia. Simmons is best known for his courageous involvement in saving the president from an assassination attempt. Simmons rose through the ranks of the Marine Corps following his service overseas. His memory was honored by both the president and vice president, as well as hundreds of officers from all the armed services. Lieutenant Colonel Simmons, who disappeared from public view shortly after the incident, after the Hinckley incident, was believed to have been involved with numerous covert government task forces. Informed sources say that his presence in Botswana at the same time as Youngblood agents was no coincidence. Frankly, this stinks of a government cover-up, so what else is new? And the lovely Wanda Blake was absolutely divine and disarming, simple jet black Giovanni original. Oh my god. And say, who was that tall, dark, and handsome prince on her arm at the ceremony? Well, Little Bird told me that Martin Alexander was Wanda's closest friend back in high school. He introduced her to Al Simmons at the Republican Convention in 1984. His wife, Wanda Blake, remained quiet for the duration of the funeral, but seemed to need help near the end of the proceedings. Friends and family have all been supportive and will start a new scholarship fund in his name that will benefit the United Negro College Fund. Though I'm sure Lieutenant Colonel Simmons was a man of courage and integrity, it's the government's boys' club attitude that appalls me. Information is given out at their discretion in an almost Hollywood-type fashion, and we all know how movie makers never stretch the truth. Well, where this potential affair is leading remains to be seen. We'll be keeping an eye out. As for you, Mr. Martin Alexander, shame, shame on you. Let the poor woman grieve. Besides, she'll have a tough time finding a replacement for her husband, voted one of the sexiest men 2 years ago. Even though the government tried to hide this sweet morsel from all of us, this charismatic gentleman couldn't be kept out of sight. I remember there was someone. Someone to love. Someone to hate. And I was something. Something special. And proud of it, for a time. Then they turned on me. He turned on me. I remember. Dying. And her, oh God, she's so beautiful. I needed, he gave. I had to. All I could think of was her. So I promised, and he accepted. All because of her. Damn his lies. He accepted the deal on his terms, his rules, his way. And somewhere in time, he bust a gut laughing. Yeah, he gave me my power. We're at 9999. Yeah, he gave me power, but he robbed me of my memories. If I can just find her, then I'll know what this is about. But I can't even remember who she is. None of this makes any sense. A handful of images darting in my mind. That's it? That's all I have of my life? I feel I can do anything, anything at all with my power. But why can't I remember? She'll know who I am. That art, just astounding. I'm going to find her, all right. I'm going to find him, the one who framed me. Oh, okay. And when I have some answers, I'm going to find him, the one who framed me. Weird setup for that page. Okay, Twitch, let's try this one more time. You're telling me that somebody threw Carlo Giamatti from a window. Through a window, sir. Oh, through a window on the 34th floor. 44th, sir. And he wasn't killed by the fall? No, sir. It was his heart. Heart failure? You might say that, sir. It was removed. Removed? Yes, sir. It was stuffed in his mouth. Twitch, yes, sir. We got 3 dead hitmen in the last 48 hours, and you're trying to be a comedian. I don't need that. No, sir. I ain't complaining, mind you. Somebody's saving me a lot of work. I figured we got ourselves either a grade-A wacko or the best damn volunteer cop in New York City. Probably both. Yes, sir. It's a hell of a town, Twitch. Yes, sir. Boys, looks like she's got enough for all of us. Fortunately, I get first dibs. No, no, please don't. Shut up, bitch. Back off, guys. I got me an idea. Let's see how loud the tramp can scream after I cut out her tongue. Wait a sec. I want a closer look while the body's still warm. Get out, now, or you're all dead. What the hell? Hey, Shank, looks like one of them young bloods. Who cares? Check this out, guys. I'm gonna carve me a super. Bad idea. Now, who's next? You crazy MF? Nobody jerks with me. Fat boy, you're way out of your league. Boom! You can't even say fat boy anymore. They're gone. You needn't be afraid. Please don't. I'll do what you want. Ugh, no. Not again. No! Once again, your mind explodes with a searing pain. A floodgate of memories bursts wide. Yet it's her face that keeps haunting you. Always her face. Who is she? Then things begin to crystallize. You remember your funeral, begging and pleading for someone to release you from the darkness. You're not dead. You can't be. Then you feel her presence. Warm, caring, soothing. But somewhere deep inside, she feels empty now. She has no reason, no meaning, no soul. But your soul lives, while hers is dying. Hey, come on. It's okay. You're all right. It's all over now. Wow, that's not the way that was supposed to go. Police are investigating the 4th gangland homicide in 2 days. The murder of Carlo Giamatti... The murder of Carlo Giamatti makes the 7th gangland murder this year. Chief of Police Tim Banks denies any truth to the rumor of a possible mob war. Indie sources have also reported that 3 most recent deaths were unlike any they had seen before. It was quoted, "Even the bad guys don't sink this low." The mystery of these deaths seems to have... This might be what the city needs. With people like Jake Morelli disguised as a well-dressed businessman, it's no wonder the police won't make any arrests. Police Chief Banks says he'll send out an investigative unit to flush out some answers. What's to investigate? Just because something smells now doesn't mean it wasn't garbage before. I, for one, hope the police don't find any answers. Or worse yet, try and stop this latest rash of public executions. If it's good guys killing bad or bad guys killing bad, who cares? Give me a call if you citizens need any help. I'll never understand how those two have managed to stay together all these years. Someone must be torturing me. And finally, word out of New York is that there is a mystery man in the Big Apple. Only a handful of reports so far, but from what I can tell, our big bruiser has a fetish for Zorro. I mean, let's get serious. A cape? with the Youngblood fashions being all the rage, why on earth would anyone try to bring back such a gosh and totally useless accessory? Now those spikes and chains he has, those are simply darling. A perfectly riveting statement. So beautiful. But who is she? Why do I keep... God, no. She's my wife. I have a wife, but I can't remember anything else. I don't know what her name is or the color of her eyes, but we were husband and wife. That's why she was grieving at the funeral. It was her that made me want to come back. I let my mercenary instincts take over too quickly. Got too caught up in this damn costume. I'm no hero. It's just that everything is so different. What happened to the last 5 years? I'm stranded here not knowing what's going on. I know I'm alive, but I can't feel it. Only thing I feel is this damn costume. Gotta get it off. Get away from it. My face felt like... Jesus, what am I? What am I? I don't know, Twitch. If it really is some government hero gone wacko, them Washington stiffs ain't gonna let us get close, them tight asses. But if this guy decides he wants to start snuffing out Joe Average, then we got ourselves a serious problem. And the damage this guy has done to those three bodies is friggin' unreal. Wonder how much power this guy has in him? 995. Like I said, it's a hell of a town. Yes, sir. By the way, I hear you had only 13 donuts today. Didn't know you were dieting. Shut up, Twitch. I'm not in a mood for your jokes. Yes, sir. Somewhere in time. Simmons, if you think you've got problems now, I promise your troubles have just begun. Next issue, The Violator. Second issue, issue number 2, July 1992. Questions, part 2. Look at that art. And that's McFarlane himself doing those covers. And then I'll tell him if he begs me really, really nice, like I might only amputate one leg, but if he puts up a fight, I'm gonna have to rip his innards out, make fillets out of his lungs, make a milkshake out of his heart, and soft-boil his eyeballs, because I'm the Violator. Meow. Impressive, I know. But when you're striking fear into the hearts of others, a little bravado goes a long way. Besides, it seems to work in comics. Anyways, it'll finally come down to that big, long, drawn-out battle. But just when I'm about to pull his spine through his nose, I'll stop. Tell him I could've killed him 65 different ways, but I'm not allowed to. He'll start to beg me, and I'll spit in his face. Then he'll cry, at which time I'll kick his teeth in. And when he thinks it can't get any worse, I'll pulverize him into a little itty-bitty cube and suck him like a lifesaver. I gotta tell you, Mr. Pussy, I'm having far too much fun. The boss will be totally impressed. Hell, I'm totally impressed. Oh, I love being me, and I'd hate to be him tonight. I'd hate to be Spawn. Look at that art. My wife, I've gotta find her. Let her know I'm back. I'm alive. People think I died 5 years ago. What's she going to think? Not gonna matter much if I can't find her. Don't know where we lived or where we worked. This whole thing is completely nuts. I'm floating in limbo 1 second, then bang, here I am, alive, or so it seems. But other than her, all I remember is making a deal, one that included my soul. Don't know if it was done, at least I know why. It was for her. God, I wish I could remember her name. For 2 days I've been trying to make sense of this. No name, no money, no home. So I hid, hoping this was all just a dream. It's not. Whatever deal was made, I got screwed. He's playing with my memories, giving me bits and pieces at his leisure. It's all some sick game to him, and I fell right into his trap. He gave me power, life, but it cost me my soul, my identity. The scum even stole my face. I don't even think I'm human anymore. So why would my wife want me again? Can't worry about that now. I need her. That's what matters. It's all I have. Maybe this church is a clue. It's the second time I've been drawn to this place. This costume feels more comfortable than my real skin, what's left of it. This new look seemed to work against those rapists the other night, though. I let my instincts carry me through that. Wonder if that lady's all right. I just about scared her to death till I freaked. The memories keep hitting me like a freight train. That could be trouble. If that happens when I'm, What's that guy doing, waving? Rather odd little man. Now what? He's disappeared into the shadows. Strange. Later at the Dawn Corp building. It was built in record time and even came in under budget while being fitted with the latest technology, especially its security system. Unbeatable, they said. Impenetrable. Now New York City's organized crime could be safe. Or so they think. God almighty, what are you? No, no, stay back. I'll kill you. Blam, blam, blam. Sweet mother of mercy. Ah, hold on, boss. I'm coming. Wham, wham. Open up, boss. Open the door. Wow. Your boss is unavailable. But he did say he wanted you to join him tonight. Night, night, boys. Well, 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 it breaks my heart to report another couple of mafia killings. It looks like our boy, the heart surgeon, is at it again. Though the police haven't confirmed any connection to the other deaths, only those of us who are brain dead can figure this one out. The police also report that they've doubled the task force investigating these Vegematic killings. My only question, why? Last time I checked, all six of them were leg breakers. What's to investigate? Am I the only one asking this question? I've got a better idea. Let me help dig the graves. As I've stated before, rumors are the ugly side of showbiz. These young bloods changing their costumes for one unified look? Come on, it's the myriad colors and ensembles that took them to the top. Why in heaven's name would they want to alienate their fans now? Sex appeal has always been a big priority to marketing geniuses behind our heroines and our heroes in tights and our heroines. I mean, that's just true. Blood merchandise is over the $2.2 billion mark already. I just knew there'd be a day they topple those pizza-eating turtles. And speaking of green guys, Chicago is reporting the appearance of a dragon fin and all. Now, wouldn't that make a great tickler? Now, speaking of those pizza-eating turtles, guys, I have the old, not the Playmates, but the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you do want me to read those, or even the new ones they did with IDW that are more, I guess, edgy or adult, even though the original is pretty adult. Black and white, but we can definitely do it if you guys want me to, because I have them. Just let me know. We can do anything classic on Classic Corner. Sources also indicate that since tonight's murders, over a dozen of New York's most powerful men have asked for police protection. All of these men have alleged connections to criminal affairs. On a more positive note, Wanda Blake, widow of Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons, helped open another care clinic for disabled children. Money generated by her late husband's memorial fund helped finish the center, which had been on hold. The current recession is blamed. This is the third such project that Miss Blake has been involved with. I'm hoping these new powers can help me find my wife. Why'd I even get these powers? All I wanted was to see her, to hold my wife. Ha! Joke's on me. Why would she want to hold me when I look like a rotting corpse? Don't even know if I'm alive, much less a man. Things made more sense when I was dead. Damn him. Funny. Guess I beat him to it. Well, let's see exactly what these friggin' powers can do. See if they can make me whole again. 995 still. Man, what a jolt. Feel good, though. Strong. Almost afraid to look, but... Oh my god, no! Jeez, no. Why the hell does he look like, You know who he looks like? He looks like Adam Warlock. Look at the hair. He looks like Adam Warlock. That's really bizarre. Come on, work! Not again, this can't be. I'm a black man! Well, you just got your white privilege card today, Al Simmons. World's gone crazy, Twitch. Chief's been on my butt all night. Figures we ain't moving fast enough. How's he expect us to do 5 reports tonight? 6, sir. Stupid reporters get everyone in a panic. Sure ain't making my job easier. No one said they would, sir. Just once I'd like to spend a quiet night at the office. No reports, no phones ringing, no worries, no nothing. Then you'd be dead. Don't I wish. Wow, it's a heart attack just on the front page of the Los Angeles Times. What kind of jollies do they get out of describing how deep the heart has been shoved down a guy's throat? Don't nobody want to hear about Doc Gooden's shoulder anymore. Plus, we still got that problem of some costume freak hiding in alleyways. Can you imagine a hero that ain't rich? What's the world coming to? Don't know, sir. Well, me neither. So if we gotta get paid, we get paid to find answers. That means not sleeping or eating for 3 or 4 days. Who are we to question, right? By the way, sir, yeah? How is Gooden's shoulder these days? Twitch? Yes, sir. Shut up! Relax, Gino. You're bad, and I admire that. Unfortunately, I need you to help me. Here's the deal. You lend me a small piece of your anatomy, and I let your soul get tortured forever. So guess what's next? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Bad guess. I won't stay like this. Not white. Someone's playing a bad joke. Screwing with my mind. Why, damn you? What did I do to deserve this? I just wanted to see my wife. Now she won't even know who I am. If this is some kind of war, then come get me. God, am I going crazy? I just want to be me, but this freaking powers won't work. Can't make me whole. Why? See if you can kill me again. Suddenly, your mind explodes. Then, as if on cue, another flashback, another clue. Jason Wynn, he was your boss, the one the president said would take care of you, be your mentor. He taught you all right, taught you how to fight, how to kill, how to obey. For a time, you were like brothers, but all siblings eventually lock horns. The fights became more frequent, the intensity much higher. You smelled cover-up too many times. Liberties were being taken, rules broken, all in the name of democracy, freedom. But the price paid was obscene. Innocent people's choices were taken away. America, whose options had been taken from them. America had become a bully, or so your clouded mind was convinced. Only one thought made you angrier, that he didn't care. Even worse, he seemed to revel in the pain he caused others. As the days went by, you could see it in his eyes. Jason had become truly evil. Cain and Abel had nothing on you two. 9432. No, no, what'd you do to him? Stay away from me. I said no. Yes. Yes. Glop, glop. This is getting boring. Help. Hey, mister, you need help? Huh? Come on, bud, shake it off. You know, I couldn't tell if you were just tanked or what. Not that it matters. I enjoy nip every now and then, too. But that moaning of yours didn't sound like the enjoyable kind. Who are you? Not that I'm complaining, mind you. Who's thinking of asleep at 2 in the morning anyways? Not me. I'm wired. I'm okay now, just a bit dizzy. How'd my mask get back on? Don't worry, I put it back on you when you were in La La Land. Heck of an acne problem you got there. You must have to scrape the pus off the mirror when you're done. I know you. Uh-oh. I saw you from the top of the church. You waved at me. Do you know who I am? Yeah, you're the Spawn. So what's the big deal? The Spawn? Yeah, you know, not like salmon or nothing, but like a hell spawn. Get it? I do get it. So how do you know about me? God, do you know where my wife is? Never seen the chick. And stop using that G word. Hurts my ears. Since my cover's been blown, let me tell you why I'm here. Whether you believe it or not, I could beat you silly with one hand behind my back, or I could rip the toenails from your feet and sever the tendons in your calves. And another thing, Mr. Big Shot, I could rip your spine out and use it like a whip, and I could snap your bones like the brittle chunks that they are, and I could tear your head off and use it for a basketball, and I could cut you up into bite-sized pieces and mail you across 50 zip codes. Are you scared yet? And another thing, if I'm in a really pissy mood, I might just... Uh-oh. Could you excuse me for a moment? Hee zip! Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, and I could make jelly molds out of your intestines, smear Cool Whip on top, and eat the whole thing without puking. And I could... Listen, buddy, I don't have time for this. Or you. Ah, come on, mister. Have a heart. Next issue, Spawn versus the True Violator. I think there's a lot of appeal to characters that have an edge to them. This guy, you push him enough and he'll kill. He doesn't want to be the hero. He wants to lead a normal life. He has his own needs and he lets his emotions dictate his policy. That would never happen to a guy like Superman. He's too refined for that. I think that Spawn the character can go to places where some of the bigger corporate heroes can't go because they're too commercially successful. This is why Batman has always enamored me, because he's the guy who can go the furthest. But he stops short of killing the bad guys, even though the bad guys are killers. Spawn can now go there. Todd McFarlane, interview for Miller World. Issue 3, August 1992, Questions Part 3. Look at that art again. Great art. Wanda! That's it! Finally, I remember her name, Wanda Blake. I remember how her grandma had a fit at the wedding when she found out Wanda wasn't going to take my last name. Wonder how Grandma Blake is these days. She could be dead for all I know. Hell, everyone could be dead. Still can't recall all my life, but the pieces are coming together faster now. Every flash of memory adds another string of info. Being a walking dead man can screw up your life. At least I remembered Wanda's name. Was driving myself crazy knowing I had a wife I couldn't identify. Only thing is, I don't know if she's alive either. With 5 years of my life missing, anything might be possible now. After I find her, I can check on my brothers and mom and dad. Hope they don't mind having a ghost walk into their lives. I miss everyone, even those I can't remember. Hard to believe it's been away only a few. Hard to believe I've been away only a few days. It seems like a lifetime ago. I don't know if I even have a life anymore. That's the scariest part. Some answers seem so damn difficult. Like that little fat guy last night. What was that all about? And what was the purpose of that face paint of his? Hold on, folks. Let me mute some things on my little mobile device here that keeps going off. Just, don't want to have that going off. There we go. Should be fine now. Hopefully. Yeah. Okay. That should calm that problem down. Okay. Like, that little fat guy last night. What was that all about? And what was the purpose of that face paint of his? I was so sure he had some knowledge of me. An obnoxious pain in the ass is what he was. Still, there was something familiar about him. Oh, well, he's the least of my problem. What I need to do is get the file on Wanda, see where she lives, start from there, and I know just where the boys at the agency keep that information. Amusing how I used to bitch at them for invading people's privacy. They might have the missing clues I'm looking for. Getting into the building would be a cinch with these powers. I'm almost like a friggin' Youngblood. Wonder if they're still around. There's probably 100 of them knowing those government stiffs. Exploit and overkill, the motto of any government system. We've got a few scores to settle, Uncle Sam and I. Like number one, how did I die? That one still hasn't come back to me. I'll put that one on the back burner for now. I have to figure this crap out one bit at a time. First, I have to see Wanda. She's the only reason I'm even back. Then I'm gonna find him. The scumbag who's messing with my so-called life. For someone who didn't believe in religion, I sure got thrown into a biblical nightmare. Demons, souls, deals, lies. That's what's in the great beyond, not some cute old man in a beard. The TV evangelists would have had heart attacks if they knew what lay in wait for them. Guess they'll be getting their just dues, same as I did. Now that'd be worth seeing. Again, amazing art here. The chains actually kind of seem Ghost Rider inspired if you look at them a little bit. I hope there is another option at death, though, because Grandma Blake doesn't deserve what I've got. Hell, no one deserves what I've got. It was a hell of a deal I made. Let me see my wife and you can have my soul. Sounded simple. I never factored in that he'd strip away everything I had. My face, my skin. And he seems to be toying with my memories, giving me selective recall. Well, your time will come, devil. You'd better be prepared. Somewhere in time. Oh, my Simmons, you poor pathetic fool. Threaten away, you little maggot. It'll do you no good, because you've been locked into a deal I can't lose. That's Malbolgia, of course. I've dealt with your kind a million times, always begging for more, always needing something. Well, now you have something. Something big and mean and ugly. My personal mission is to make your new life a living hell. Yes, my dear friend, it wasn't by accident that you were picked to receive the power. Your life history made you the perfect choice. How amusing, a hired killer now thinks he can have morals. No, Al Simmons, morals are not a luxury we are granted. We do because we have to. That is enough. Rhyme or reason or irrelevant. We must grow. Our army must grow. You've been selected to help speed up that growth. And in case you might need a little motivation, I've sent a few friends to keep an eye on you. Trust is not strong among us. Unfortunately, you forgot to read the small print. Ha 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 ha. Yes, you and I made... Oh, I'm sorry. It's like, yes, you and I made a simple deal. Unfortunately, you forgot to read the small print. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Cripes, Twitch, what's the chief thinking of? He's burying us under these stupid reports. Why is he keeping us off the street? Afraid we might actually get some results? Him and his damn task force. They ain't done snot. I'm stuck in the office with this friggin' chair feeling more and more like a pimple on my butt. Plus, I gotta look at your ugly mug, Twitch. Thank you, sir. I'll take that as a compliment. But, no pun intended, that still isn't solving any of our problems. Yeah, I know. We got a pile of dead Mafia wise guys, minus their hearts. And even though I ain't losing much sleep over them, someone sick is responsible. I don't care if crime is down. We were hired to uphold the law. I'll be damned if I'm gonna let some pencil-neck politician wannabe slow me down. Sir... I do so enjoy being with you in your festive moods. De-loop-de-loo, de-loop-de-loo, de-loop-de-lie? I know a hero is going to die. Hee-hee, I'm a poet and I don't even know it. Better yet, I'm the violator. And if I don't kill you now, I'll try it later. Dang, I'm good. The CIA, New York headquarters. Got my wife's file. This should give me some answers. Just need to take care of one small detail. It's almost midnight, Linda. Why don't we call it a night? Perhaps I can buy you a drink? No thank you, Mr. Miller. My husband is waiting for me. And how is the new hubby anyway? Surely he won't mind if you're not home right on time. Actually, sir, he needs me to help cook dinner. At this late hour? Not much of a man if he just sits around waiting for you to cook. Speaking of cooking, why waste those beautiful lips on food when I can think of a number of things I'd much rather see them do? Please, Mr. Miller, I can't. Oh, yes, you can, but not tonight, I guess. Okay, gather your stuff. I'll see you in the morning and wear that cute little blue outfit I like so much. Hey, who's been screwing with my files? You listen, and you listen good. Word is that since your divorce, you haven't paid a penny in alimony or child support. I highly recommend you correct this oversight quickly, because if I have to come back again, she'll get the money from your life insurance policy. Do we understand each other? Sure. Good. There are some of us who would give our lives to have a wife or family. Oh, yeah. If you ever touch your secretary again, you'll never use those hands again. Thud! They always said you were scum, Billy. How do you know my name? Where are you, dammit? Who are you? Pray you never learn. Yes, that's it. Become evil, vicious, violent. Ha 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 ha. She started a scholarship in my name to help the underprivileged. She always did have a big heart, but where is she living? Queens? Why would she move there when her parents lived on Staten Island? Must be a reason why. What's this? No! God, save me. No! It can't be. 9432. Queens, the next day. A 25-minute commute from Manhattan stands a nondescript house, white fence, porch, the perfect little hideaway, and the home of Wanda Blake, widow of Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons. Time to change into human flesh again. Wish I could look like myself, but these powers seem to have a mind of their own sometimes. I can't even change my appearance, keep turning into this damn white guy. Worse yet, I look like some California beach bum. And all of the hair colors, why blonde? That's it, keep joking. Then maybe your nerves will settle down. Or at least your hands will stop shaking. Feels like some stupid school kid going out on his first date. Now there's a joke, we dated 3 years and we're married 5. Have to go slow. Feels like I've been gone only a few days. But 5 years have passed for her. Hope she'll remember. Hope I can count on her. Well, here goes everything. Bzzzt. Be right with you. Good day, may I help you? My God, she's even more beautiful. Hello, I'm from the... What's the matter? It looks like you've seen a ghost. Excuse my appearance, I was just trying on this dress to see if it fits. Big business party tonight. You know the kind. Lots of people, lots of food, minimal fun. But if I don't go, then the whole office gets uptight. So what do you think of it? You're gorgeous. I mean, it's gorgeous. Sniff, 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 sniff. Thanks. Anyway, you rang the bell, so what can I do for you? Sniff, sniff, sniff. All right, now, you've already gone over this a dozen times. Hit her where she's got a soft spot. I'm from the SPCA, and we're going around the neighborhood checking to see if the dogs have been licensed. We're having a special this week where you can renew the license for $12 and register for $15 the first time. Also, we know... Mama! Mama! What? Why you go, Mama? Excuse me. Sweetie, Mommy had to get the door. A man wants to know if your doggie is okay. A girl. The father didn't say anything about a child. How can it be? We couldn't. I thought she couldn't. I'm sorry, she's only 15 months old and still at that clingy age. Or clingy stage, rather. Oh, yeah. Every time I leave the room, she thinks I'm abandoning her. Silly girl. Mommy wouldn't leave you. We always wanted children, but something wasn't right. Doctor said it was no use. But it was me. God damn it, it was me. Now, where were we again? I couldn't give her what she wanted most. What I wanted. What? Ugh. Terry! Terry, quick! Get down here now! I need help! I'm coming! Mama! Man, fall down! Tee-hee-hee! Ugh! I think he's coming, too. Where am I? No, Jesus, the file was true. Terry did marry Wanda. Hey, buddy. Take it easy now. You okay? Do you want us to phone a doctor or something? Maybe I could call your family or your wife? I don't have a wife anymore. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, me too. Kills me every time I see her. She must have been really special. More than you'll know. Thing is, I don't know why I lost her. It's okay, buddy. Wanda lost her husband 5 years ago, too. Killed in the line of duty. I'm sorry. Arf! All of us were. He was the best friend I had. But somehow through that tragedy, Wanda and I found each other. Took us a long time, though. Like a man out of time. Pardon? Hold on. I don't think I did that right. So you see, we've all been through life's ringer, and even though the hurt doesn't completely go away, the memories of good times are yours to hold on to. And then it's to say, how are you feeling anyway? Like a man out of time. Pardon? Nothing. Well, if it makes you feel any better, our dog likes you. A lot. She was my late husband's dog, and she hasn't warmed up to anyone since he died. As a matter of fact, she hates everyone, even Terry. You must have a kind soul. Not anymore. Oh, don't be silly. You strike me as a very strong person. Take that gift and share it with others. I'm sure your ex-wife doesn't want you to stop being yourself. My wife, I mean. My ex-wife doesn't know anything about me anymore. If I try to tell her my feelings, I think I'd ruin her life. She seems really happy now. I don't know what to do about that. She's remarried, has a family now, even though I love her more than ever. I don't know if it's right for me to invade that happiness. She's as happy and beautiful as you seem to be. What a sweet thing to say. Thank you. You're welcome. Sorry if I ruin your day. As night falls, his pain only mounts. No! Why? Why are you torturing me? What kind of sadistic pleasure are you getting from this? You want my soul? Then come get it. Just try and get it. I was going to give it to you willingly. Do you hear? I just wanted my wife. Can't you understand that? I don't want these powers. I never asked for them or anything else. I only wanted one thing, to see my wife. You could have had my soul. You could have had anything. But you lied and cheated for the last time, I promise you. You stole Wanda from me, taking my face, my very existence away. And you even had to prove it was me who couldn't produce children. You knew she wanted a child more than anything. Now she has that child. How can I ethically get in the middle of that? If you're going to screw me, I'm going to screw you. You want my soul? Then come get it. Let's see who's got the power. 8821. Yo, Mr. Spawn dude, remember me? We didn't get a chance to share our common interests. As if on cue. You scumbag. Huh? Like killing and maiming and slaughtering and destroying. All the things you did when we were with the government, remember? You and I could have a million laughs together. I don't know who or what you are, but I guarantee you've picked the wrong time. If you're from the same hell pit I came from, then I've got a message to send back to your boss. Good, they send you out a lot of spunk. So let's see how much heart you have. Ugh! That was sure simple. The master will be pleased. I live to serve the master. Don't know why he wasted so much time on this guy. I heard he had some special powers. Obviously not enough. I'm tired of the others always being afraid of someone else. It's the violator they should fear most. Not some soft flesh and bones of a mere human. Violator. Who said anything about being human? Look at that. Next issue, all hell breaks loose on Earth. All I'm saying is that although there is a great accomplishment in doing what I did, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm patting myself on the back or that my book is any better than a lot of those that come out in the last 13 years. But very few have been able to keep a book going for 13 years. Even Marvel and DC start and stop a lot of books that don't keep going for 13 years. The sense of pride is just being able to survive in a pool of thousands of other comic books for as long as I have, and to do all that in the same place. Image Comics, Todd McFarlane, interview for Miller World. Okay, issue 4, September 1992, questions, part 4. Look at that, Violator. Really good cover on that. And when you saw that at the comic store, like, you know you wanted to grab it. For the past week or so, Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons has been trying to cope with his so-called reality. That reality includes him being brought back from the dead, selling his soul, being given what seemed to be unlimited powers, and getting shot 5 years into his future as a white man when he is black. Fate has not been kind to Mr. Simmons. With the advent of his death becoming a distant memory, his life continued forward. There's the irony. His whole reason for returning from the grave was the unrelenting love he had for his wife. Early in the day, he saw her again. The devil had kept his end of the bargain. Thump, 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 thump. But while seeing his wife, he also learned that she was happily remarried. Worse than that, the one thing she had always wanted, the one thing Al could never give her, had been delivered. A child. That meant that Simmons had been the problem. Now he feels like less of a man. No wife, no identity, no pride. His heart has been torn apart both emotionally and physically. Thump, 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 thump. Look at that. Let's try that again. But this time, try and do some real damage. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Who gave you such power? Since when did humans begin to rate? To rate? They've always been too fragile for this. I just don't believe it. Say something new, schoolboy. He doesn't need his heart. Thump, 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 thump. He doesn't need a heart. What's going on? I thought I had the power. You said I'd be stronger than Spawn. The master and I are going to have words. Oh, hold on. He's got some more to say. Not this scum-sucking ba- Hold on, hold on, hold on. How can he survive without his bloody heart? No one warned me. I thought this was going to be an easy assignment. Not this scum-sucking bag of flesh. The master and I are going to have words. Spawn continues his silence. For what does a man say to an offspring of the pit of hell? Maybe the obvious. 8664. I believe this belongs to me. Thump, thump, thump. That's better. Now pay attention, demon. I know your master, the scum screwing with my life too. He seems to enjoy ruining people's lives, and for the life of me, I can't understand why. But if he's messing with you and changing whatever deal you've made, that's your problem. I'm still trying to deal with mine. Unfortunately, you think things can't get worse for you. Wrong. You've got an immediate problem to take care of, namely me. Because I'll be goddamn if anyone's going to rip my heart out and not pay. Look at that. Wow. The force of Spawn's blast carves a hole through the Violator the size of a basketball. Fragments of bluish, rotting chunks vomit themselves in a helter-skelter pattern. The brick walls now have a mural of crimson gore. As the blood runs softly down the wall, Spawn is taken aback. For a moment, not by the blood he has seen and spilled far too much. Nor is it the force of his power. It is simply that all this even exists. How can he remember a dismembered heart? Blech, blech. Let's try that again. How can he repair a dismembered heart? Why does he even have such powers? When is all the madness going to end? Where does he go now that he has lost everything? The questions ricochet through his brain, and the scariest part for him is that he is almost getting used to all the insanity around him. You idiot! You're not the only one that can survive an organ transplant. I had the power long before you stumbled upon it. So what's your point? My point, dear boy, is you're looking to play the old eye for an eye game. You're a bigger fool than I thought. Allow me to demonstrate. So what's your point? Listen, I'm not here to gameplay. I'm here to keep you in line. Make sure you don't stray. Why he's making such a big deal out of you, I still haven't figured out. But until such time, it's my job to show you the ropes. Just hope I don't strangle you with them. Now, wouldn't that be a pity? Ah, nice shooting. You're supposed to hit the target, chump. Zecht, let me give you a pointer. Like this, chump. Tung. What is that? Tonch. No, you take this. Vavash. Ow. And that. Slug. Big deal. I didn't need that arm anyway. What about you? Ugh. Enough. I gave the both of you far too much credit. It is not necessary to mutilate each other of you when neither of you can die. Like a pair of jealous siblings, you don't realize that the two of you are part of the same family. And like it or not, I'm your daddy. And like a good parent, I can see I need to share some of my insight so you two boys will know exactly what's going on. Destiny and damnation. You control neither. So even though you struggle to make sense of what's happening, it doesn't matter because I run both your lives. Go to hell. Believe me, Spawn, he already has. Ha ha ha. Vigor and humor. What an unlikely combo. You boys do warm my soul. Don't be surprised. Don't be so surprised. I do have a soul and 8 billion others. Nearly enough to satisfy my needs. Evil can be very addictive, especially after death. The accumulation of souls of the damned can have only one outcome, the destruction of God. Yes, Simmons, there is a God. For an atheist like yourself, that might be a shock, but with all you've been through, I'm sure it's not such a hard concept to follow. Jesus! Call him what you will. He is now your enemy, and it was your choice. I don't have the power to turn people away from God. They have to do that willingly. But once they do, I need to seize that moment and make them mine. Once I have them, my powers can and will control them forever. Which is where you come in, my dear Spawn. My army of evil is not quite complete. I need billions more, for the forces of good are naturally quite strong. To ensure my eventual victory, though, I need agents to do my bidding. Your past human life made you the perfect candidate. Young, brash, destructive, ruthless, arrogant, and a hired killer. There is not too many of you around. As one of my agents, you needed powers to set you apart. That was simple. But I'd be a fool to make it limitless. You're wise enough to have sensed the draining of the power. If not, let me explain. The more you use your energy, the faster you come to a second death. The slower you use it, the less chance you have of stopping evil around you. Either way, I eventually end up owning your soul. The only choice you have is how fast you are willing to give it. All this because of some petty little emotion called love. You humans are so predictable. So you see, my Spawn from hell, I can't lose. It's either the depletion of your power, which leads to your death, which leads to losing your soul to the darkness, and simultaneously killing the so-called bad guys, which helps build my army that much faster, or you do nothing. Just stand by and let the evil and ugliness prosper here on Earth. While your emotions grow colder as you justify to yourself why you needn't do anything to those who prey on the innocent. Now that you have been fairly warned, let me offer my assistance. I'll give you the new arm. No sense in you wasting any more power, my child. Hey, how about a little something for my effort? What about me? Look, boss, I think I did a hell of a job here. Kept an eye on some of the criminal activity, made the cops think there's a lunatic on the loose. Even put a bit of fear in a spawn's heart. Speaking of which, no one warned me of his powers when I got this assignment. I mean, look at this arm. Not a pretty sight. And this hole in my belly, it's worse than a bloody ulcer.
Silence! You have failed miserably. It is incompetence like you that make my battle against the gods so laborious. I sometimes think that there are traitors among us. You, Violator, are a sad excuse from hell. I made you in my image, told you to keep a watchful eye on Spawn, prod him if called for, but you abuse those powers, going on a killing spree with no agenda in mind. Now the New York criminals are being cautious. Paranoid thieves serve me no purpose. You, my erratic child, are being grounded. Oof. For now, though, I'm through with the two of you. Hey, I can't change forms.
Oh, great, just great. Go ahead, kick me while I'm down. This is just frickin' perfect. I worked my butt off to try and please you. And what do I get for my trouble? Squat, that's what. There's just no pleasing some people. But that's okay, I don't mean being short, fat, and ugly. As a matter of fact, I kinda enjoy it. So if this is the worst you could do, I'm not impressed. Who wants to live in hell anyways? Makes me sweat like a pig. And the Spawn guy, phew, big hairy deal. You call that an agent? Don't make me laugh. Oof. This sucks the big one. With the battle ending so quickly, the police are once again too late to intervene. That suits Spawn's needs. Until he sorts out the dizzying events surrounding his new life, being unknown and undetected will be his only source of comfort. A hat and trench coat removed from the back of a car serve to disguise him. He is now nothing more than a two-bit thief, he thinks, wandering the late-night streets in search of peace and some semblance of sanity. Power. To use or not to use, that is the question. If he can't decide, maybe the fates will.
Rob, look, it's that new superhero. Right on, man, let's check him out. Cool, I didn't really think he existed. I saw him first.
How did you know?
Hey, mister, watch out. Ah, cool, man. Look at it, Merrick. Hey, it's Savage Dragon.
Huh?
It's that dragon dude from Chicago. I told you he was rad. And yes, guys, I got Savage Dragon 2. So if you want me to go read some Savage Dragon, we can read Savage Dragon.
He's better than those young blood. I bet he could take Bedrock easy.
Not. Bedrock's way tough. Ain't no one can touch him. Give me a break. The Rock is a sissy. He still lives at home with his mom.
Yeah, well, so do you, homeboy. But I'm not a blood.
Heroes ain't supposed to be normal. They're supposed to be better. That's why they're so famous.
No!
Besides, who wants to be normal anyway?
No!
2:36 a.m. The calm silence of sleep is shattered as the soul of another poor victim is drawn further into play.
Wanda, what is it? A dream?
Al, it was Al. I saw him alive, but he was different. Somehow changed. He was calling to me, asking for help, begging for it. It was almost as if... Oh, never mind. You don't... Please, honey, tell me. I don't expect you to just forget him.
Well, it was almost as if he knew I was there, but I couldn't do anything.
And then he started to cry. Hurt that I didn't want to come to his side, and then, oh God, I think I'm going crazy. I don't know why I keep dreaming these things. I wish I could stop, but this, it felt so real. Al seemed so real.
Issue 5, October 92, Justice. Decent little cover.
I'll be sorry to see you leaving. What? Yeah, okay. I'll be sorry to see you leaving us, Billy. Everyone here at the Institute has so enjoyed your company, but we all knew this day would come. We just didn't know that it'd be so soon. You must be pleased with your lawyer's efforts. He sounded quite pleased that the court upheld his petition of appeal, citing some obscure case from the 1930s. Though I don't pretend to know that much about the law, we can both feel vindicated. The system does indeed work. It saddens me to have to say that this will be your last day ever with us. However, with the judge's reduction of your term on that technicality, and Dr. Reynolds' testimony stating your competence, there's no more to be said. The 6.5 years you spent here at the Institute went by far too quickly. Tomorrow you would begin a new life.
An officer will pick you up and take you to the courthouse to sign the final papers. Unfortunately, I must warn you, Billy, there are forces outside that don't wish you any kind of happiness. They might even try and bring back some of your bad dreams. You won't allow that, will you? We both know that you're not the same person you used to be. You are cured, Billy Kincaid. Others may not want to believe that, but the staff and I have always been impressed with your model behavior. Always a gentleman. Yes, your time here has been so rewarding, so uneventful, so therapeutic, so convincing. Sir, please keep your voice down. Before you go, the judge wanted me to remind you that you're not to have any contact with the dead girl's parents. I have assured them to put their worries aside and that they will have your full cooperation. Do you understand, Billy? Yes, well, looks like you're overwhelmed by the whole procedure. That's perfectly understandable. I must admit this was all rather sudden for me, too. But we are all satisfied by the end result. So I guess that just about wraps things up. Dr. Reynolds and I will have our reports available in the morning. I'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock sharp. Is there anything you'd like to say, Billy? I don't care how satisfied everyone is. That man's a friggin' sicko. Slaughtered the kid so bad it took 6 experts to finally identify the girl. We nailed his ass for just the 1 murder. I'm not happy, Twitch, but it's the only time we caught him flat. Just look at his eyes. And tell me that man's cursed. Time. Tomorrow it becomes my friend. Tomorrow I live again. I've been such a good boy, always doing what I'm told, always being a gentleman, but I've never stopped thinking about it. Yes, I've been so patient and understanding, but it was worth the wait, well worth the wait. I remember those good times. It was all so simple, so easy. The children do love their sweets. So do I. I like lots of variety. Terry Stewart, Peter David, Susie. I hate that I didn't get all the names. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. But I know the number, 27. Those were such fun times, I will never forget. Not ever. Ah, Billy, nice to see you smiling. Glad you're so happy about your impending freedom. I'll say goodbye to the staff for you. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Huh? What the hell was that? Just a little rhyme Billy taught everyone while I was here. Rather cute, don't you think? I don't find anything cute about that walking butcher. I assure you, Detective, the psychiatrists have all agreed. Screw your psychiatrist, that man's a freak! Oh, is it? Oh, do me a small favor, Billy. I'd like to see you clean-shaven tomorrow. That growth is so unflattering. But he said, that man's a freak! And if you think that sitting behind locked doors for 6 years is a cure, then you guys are even bigger idiots than I thought. What he did to little Amanda Jennings wasn't an isolated event. Over 20 kids disappeared from his town. I didn't see that in your report. You don't think he's cured. You're just too damn afraid to be around him anymore. I'm sorry you feel that way, Detective, but you can punish him only when he's been convicted. You are familiar with the concept of law, yes? Now, if you'll both excuse me, I have patients waiting. The law. It's something Detective Sam Burke understands far too well. In his 16 years on the force, it's been the only constant in his life. Rapists. Junkies, wackos, murderers. He shared hundreds of evenings with all of them. Some nights gave positive results, others went deadly. He lost a partner to one of those. But through all the obscene situations he's been suckered into, Burke's never lost sight of what matters most, the law. To uphold and protect. To protect and serve at all costs. He has never wavered. Cripes! Even to the point of feeling strangled by his own moral convictions. For the umpteenth time, he curses himself in his occupation. Morals have become only a career hazard. He's never made room for obstacles. Yes, he's courted the law. Unfortunately, it hasn't always been a blissful bed partner. 8092. And in New York, Jeff Pittman, attorney for convicted child killer Bill Kincaid, was finally successful in his attempts to mitigate Kincaid's sentence. The original 22-year term was reduced to 10 years. That, combined with time off for good behavior and time served, make Bill Kincaid a free man tomorrow. It was nearly 8 years ago that a jogger in New York City found Amanda Jennings' body under the George Washington Bridge. The 8-year-old girl was the daughter of former Senator Paul Jennings. Jennings' high-profile extramarital affair tarnished his re-election bid a year earlier. Some sources felt that his more traditionally oriented former supporters in law enforcement gave the matter less attention than it warranted. Believe me, it was one torrid love affair. Senator Jennings and Marla Fleet were the talk of the town during his re-election campaign. Voters didn't want to hear about budgets or taxes. They were more interested in the steamy details of how Senator Jennings swept the former Miss Universe off her feet. Mix in an extremely vengeful wife and the media had itself a feast for months. The story that made the rounds at the time, that the former senator's raging hormones led to the loss of investigation of his daughter's death, is truly disturbing. These wags imply that while Jennings wasn't much loved while in office, the tawdry truths behind his downfall may have led to inadequate information reaching the interested parties. As a result, Bill Kincaid received a 22-year stretch instead of the life sentence without parole that the public so dearly wanted. Surprise, surprise! Kitty Killer Kincaid, free to walk the streets of the Big Apple. We've been flavored with yet another awe-inspiring ruling as the courts allow this child murderer his freedom. After pestering the judicial system with his whining and appeals these past 5 years, it doesn't it sound like the fucking judicial system now? It definitely sounds like it. All this pedo apologists and shit. No, fuck these people. After pestering the judicial system with his whining and appeals these past 5 years, Kincaid's lawyer finally got what he wanted. Another psycho ready to roam Central Park. Oh joy, oh rapture, I feel safer already. Come on, folks, I hate repeating myself, but I'm not sure anyone's listening. Look at the way I see it, Kincaid's lawyer did us all a favor. For the past 6 years, Billy's been hidden from us. But now we have an open opportunity. I guarantee that he was a lot safer on the inside. My only wish is that someone breaks his back. Hello? Are you listening, Mr. Shadowhawk? Queens. Night has enveloped a small suburban neighborhood. Among the homes swallowed by the darkness is Wanda Blakes. She is wife, businesswoman, mother. It's the last role that occupies her time now. Oh, you poor little angel. Fell asleep right on top of your toys. I don't know where you get all that energy, but I never wanted a docile little girl anyway. Though at times it would be nice. Now your mommy and daddy can have some time together. There you go. She stands at her daughter's crib side for nearly 10 minutes, smiling down at the child she thought she'd never have. Her only regret is that her baby is growing up so very quickly. She prays she will remember this time, this joy. As she leaves the room, Wanda whispers a small wish. Dream well tonight, my sweetheart. I don't know why my blood boils every time I think of Kincaid. You'd figure I'd be over this guy after 6 years. But I gotta tell you, Twitch, he did things to that Jennings girl that were beyond belief. Her teeth pulled out by pliers, maggots dropped into her cuts, and... Ah, hell, you've seen the report. As you know, I have quite a large family. You ought to come by the house. My 7 children are very precious to me. What Kincaid did is unfortunate. However, his constitutional rights must be upheld. Oh, well, it was a yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I know. I get reminded every time I walk through the door. Well, then, may I suggest, sir, that we simply keep a very close eye on Mr. Kincaid following his release? Whoops. Let's try that again. You know the Chief Banks took a chunk out of me for that trip we took to the Wingate Institution this afternoon. Doesn't want me taking out some personal vendetta on the taxpayer's nickel. Can you believe that? A friggin' senator's kid gets sliced into 1/4-inch cubes, and we can't be bothered? What's a psycho gotta do to get our attention anyways? Like our friends in the legal profession, I pride myself on finding loopholes, sir. So I was wondering if you're free after work for the next 2 weeks or so, if you'd like to join me in my new hobby, Midnight Stakeouts. Just a couple of pals doing a little mail bonding in the same neighborhood by coincidence as a certain kid killer. What do you say, pal? Twitch, I like your style. Thanks, sir. 2 days later, you scream, I scream, we both scream for ice cream. Mister! Although she won't notice, today little Shirley Johnson will be getting served by a new vendor. Hi, that sure is a pretty dress you have. So pretty that you get a free popsicle. And inside the truck, go inside the truck and get your favorite. Man, he looks evil. Doesn't he just look fucking evil as hell? Like, my God, they let that man out of prison. Or the psych ward, or wherever the hell he was. Sure, take all you want. Get the best flavor. Gee, thanks. 4, 5, 6, 7, oh, 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. I just love doing finger painting. It's so fun. Oh my God, that is so fucking disgusting. But what's a party without a few friends? Maybe tomorrow we can go find us a little male friend. Might liven up the place. What do you say? Mama! Mama! What, sweetie? Boy, are you full of beans today. Hope you were a good girl for Miss Palmer. How was she today, Pam? She's always good, Wanda. If I had more kids like her at this daycare, it'd sure make my life a whole lot simpler. You're gonna have to give me the recipe to those happy pills you give her. I miss you, Mama. Yeah, we're very lucky. She's been such a good baby for us. Although, to tell you the truth, when I found out I was pregnant, I'd have taken anything that came my way. While you've both been great parents so far, Terry has been just an amazing dad. Dad. The name tears through Spawn's heart like a bullet. It's a name that he so desperately wants to be called during his life with Wanda. Now he knows that will never happen. What makes it worse is that he can't blame the devil for this one. Even before his death, he'd been cursed. So he continues to watch from a distance as the woman he loves, his wife, plays gleefully with a child conceived by her current husband. I'm gonna get ya! Hee hee, Mama, don't hee! Ha 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 ha! I don't know, man. There's some... After a time, he retreats to a place where he spends his nights among lost souls. Oh, Louie, you slay me. And that ain't the funny part. When Johnny called me the Destructor of Society, I about peed myself. So I says to him, Johnny, old son, how can I bring down society when I can't even speak Japanese or French? Tonight, these outcasts of the world have banded together for companionship. A few laughs, a few slightly exaggerated stories. When all the cheap wine has vanished and the fire has started to die out, these temporary friends huddle together for a few hours' rest, trying to escape the ghosts that haunt them, for a short time sleep is almost a cure. Almost. Wee-oo, 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 wee-oo. Cripes, damn bums blocking another alleyway. Always slowing us down. Crash, crying, crunch. Got a robbery in progress, and I can hardly see where I'm going. Someone ought to run these losers out of town. Jeez, come on, George, slow it down a bit. You're driving like a lunatic. Splash, chick. Joey. Hey, Joey, come on, man, stop kidding. Joey. God. Holy, look what they've done to him. Those damn cops didn't even slow down. Plowed right through where he was lying. I told him not to sleep under them boxes. But you know how Joey was. You couldn't tell him nothing. This ain't got nothing to do with Joey. Them bloody cops don't give a crap about us. We ain't even worth breaking for before I... Hold on. We ain't even worth breaking for before they run us down. Supposed to be protecting the law. Ha! They break the law every time no one's looking. And they ain't protecting me from squat. Them buggers call it justice? Well, look at this. Billy Kincaid freed. Murder charge reduced. Running down an innocent man, trying to find warm from the wind, and letting this Kincaid fella go after killing babies. That ain't justice, that's nuts. Kincaid, free? Already? It can't. Damn, keep forgetting 5 years have gone by. Good, I won't lose that a second time. I remember Jennings hiring me to kill Kincaid. Said he couldn't stand to see his ex-wife suffer. Even though he wasn't with the government anymore, he knew what I was all about. $1 million for the hit. No one was to know about it. Nothing I couldn't handle. Figured I could retire a bit sooner from all the garbage I was dealing with at headquarters. Wanda and I would have been set for life. Unfortunately, Jennings still had plenty of enemies. Information. By the time I located Kincaid, the cops had beat me to him. The sick part was that Kincaid was smelling more broadly than the cops. I don't understand that. Why would he be laughing? Even during his trial, he had that sickly smirk on his face. When the judge put him away, he laughed again. Why? I found out 2 weeks later, in an abandoned shack in Northwest Virginia were remains. Multiple bodies. All kids. Also mutilated. We never did get a final body count. That shack belonged to Billy Kincaid. We had enough to get him 10 lifetime terms. But suddenly things started disappearing. Files. Photos. Containers. Finally the shack where we found the evidence blew up. Not burned down, but blew up. Nothing was left. Our proof of untold deaths was gone. But the real kicker came later. My boss, Jason Lynn, told everyone involved to just drop the case, and they did. No questions asked. Jennings had some very powerful enemies. People who would hire a psycho to kill a little girl. It was only one of the 1,000 reasons why Wynn and I fought.
so I put it on the back burner, biding my time. Meanwhile, I had nothing to show for my efforts. No case, no killer, no money. I could have used the cash, man, the things I wanted to give Wanda. Instead, I caved in, turning the other way. I always said I'd find some answers. Now's the right time. I need a distraction from the craziness I've been going through. Something to stop this insanity. Seven-year-old girl missing. Parents said she's out playing and they are asking for a reward. Okay. So it begins. A new purpose has been given to the helter-skelter life of the Spawn. This former mercenary is a blemish on his record. He means to clean that up. Is it a decision born of logic? A dead man's affairs being put in order? No. This is the rationale of a hired gun who's come back from the grave. His adrenaline... Hold on. With all that's wrong in his life, the only way to take his mind off things is with work. For an ex-government assassin, that means danger, fear, death. His adrenaline is pumping already. It's too bad it took us a couple of nights to track Kincaid down. The bug has probably been scouting the neighborhood already. At least we'll get switched to the graveyard shift tomorrow. Ain't gonna be a heck of a lot of kids out at 2 in the morning. Yes, sir. For tomorrow, I've recruited one of my kids to walk up and down the block as a little bait for our good friend Mr. Kincaid. The missus would kill me if she knew. You know, Twitch, somehow this whole thing isn't quite right. We've got a killer living free out on a technicality, and I've got to sneak around trying to keep an eye on him. Even Senator Jennings... Former Senator, sir. Whatever. Even the former Senator Jennings doesn't seem alarmed by this. No parents, no judges, no cops. No one's paying any attention to this. I'm not even married, let alone a friggin' parent, and I seem the most outraged by this. And I can't even vent my stupid morals. By the book, my whole career's been built on those three words, yet here I am, hiding in the shadows. Sir, all we can do is lead by example. That some people choose to follow bad examples isn't anyone's fault. For example, I have 7 children. If one of them turns out to be a criminal and the others don't, was I a bad parent? I'd like to think the answer is no. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I could at least say I tried my best. No more, no less. The stakeout is our way of doing our best. We're not breaking the law, sir. We're just giving it a helping hand. I hate nights. No sun, no kids, no fun. Tomorrow I'll go out and play, but I need to find some excitement tonight. Now let me think. He's at it again. Doesn't matter who he takes. He doesn't care whose kid it is. It could be anyone's. Oh, Billy, that's a good one. Even Wanda's. Tink, tink, tink. What? Sir, it looks like we have a visitor. A caped one, no less.
A cape?
It seems someone wants to play. Perfect timing. Let's go. It's that mafia killer. What the hell is he doing here? Don't tell me he works with Kincaid. Come out, wherever you are. No more. Hurry. Twitch, get the door, I'll cover. Cripes, the chief's gonna kill me. There he is. There's Spawn. Ice cream. What the? Sweet mother, what's happening in here? Check the house now. A quick search reveals evidence of another child's death. Damn it, this is all wrong. Later, at police headquarters. Got enough stuff to put Kincaid away again. That pickle fry this time. Now all we have to do is find him. And that cape freak. Don't know what his connection is, but I'm going to find out. Now we just have to get the chief to consent to letting us hunt Kincaid down. Circumstantial evidence doesn't really thrill him. The fingers of a child isn't enough? Really? What if the chief doesn't go for it? Are we on our own again, sir? No, we do this by the book. I already bent the rules on our stakeout. I can't make any more exceptions. Fortunately, some can. Boys screamed and girls screamed, so I made him scream and scream and scream. As he should, the fucking bastard. That, folks, is justice. That's what we do with sick fucks like that. November 1992, Issue 6, Payback, Part 1. Oh, good image here. I don't remember this character's name. It's been quite a while. I think it's Eradicator, but I'm not sure. Sicily.
The morning routines are interrupted by an unscheduled demolition. However, it comes as no surprise to this Italian island's business district. In fact, all parties concerned were given nearly an hour's notice. The message is clear. Mess with the mafia, and they'll mess you up. Screw! The military has been called, of course, and there's a boom in the background. Boom, you know. But there's nothing much to be done. A multinational firm has refused to cooperate on all levels, so the crime cartel decided to do some leveling of its own. All they needed was their one-man wrecking crew. I love this job. Overkill! I remember that. In whispered voices, some call him Overkill. It has to do with his tendency to go beyond the necessary means. As he emerges, wraith-like from the flames and destruction, his name becomes an understatement. He's done his job. Time now to go home. Voom, voom, voom! He's still coming! Fire! The army has dealt with Overkill in the past. That's why they've arrived with enough firepower to engage an enemy battalion. Today's engagement, though, is also a few sandwiches short of a picnic. Overkill cannot be damaged. Ka-ting! Ka-ting! The message finally sinks in. Now what? Try running! Too slow! Skak! Crunch, 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 crunch. To the mafia, this is the perfect employee. One that does his job with enthusiasm. Speck, speck, speck! Service with a smile. What more could you ask from a hitman? Get out of here before I get mad! Crunch, crunch, crunch. Hurry! Get the cannon in position! I didn't want to have to put this into action, but he's left me no choice. Sergeant Aiko! That thing can wipe out two city blocks. Better hit him the first time. The point becomes moot as Overkill leaps high into the air and comes crashing down directly on the KP 211 AF4 Special, a.k.a. the Silver God. Ka-toom! There are reasons why the Mafia is able to hold on to power. I got it. You want it. Let's deal. Flick, flick, flick. Here's the scoop. I might know where you can find that dude who's been acing your Italian bosses. Paper says they all had their hearts missing. Sucker plays for keeps, eh? Anyway, I think I got your man. The freak wears this weird outfit all the time. Kinda corny. But he's definitely not one of us. He's always hanging by himself. Never says a freaking word. See, I was thinking you get me something I'm looking for. And tomorrow we can swap goodies. Flick, what you say, fellas? 10 ounces of your best powder, well, of course he's sniffing, by 8 p.m. tomorrow and we're in business. Cut the crap, Freddy. You'll just get what you want. Just tell us what we want to know and make it good. Yeah, okay. I trust you fellas. The dude's living over. Hey, you guys got a smoke? Flick, flick, damn, lighter? Freddy, yeah, okay, okay. He's been living with old geezers back of... 42nd and 6. Moves around a lot, though. The boss will be very, very happy with you. I'm sure he'll send flowers. And of course, there's bang! And said that our target hangs out somewhere in that area at night. We did a little checking of our own at Point Authority. Looks like Freddy was giving it to us straight. Still don't make no sense why this guy don't have a regular home. Maybe it's some psycho hobo about to get out. Ugh. Maybe it's some psycho hobo out to get back at society. Boys, it's obvious there's more to our mystery man than meets the eye. Anyone who can inflict the kind of damage he did shouldn't be taken lightly, so we won't. I want you two to make sure this job is done quickly and quietly. The other dons are waiting for results. Make sure we never hear from this man again. Yes, boss. Oh, and another thing. Make sure he suffers before you kill him. Then bring me his heart. Yo, Al, why are you always sitting by yourself? We diseased or something? Come on, man. We ain't here to get you. We just here. We don't care what you're running from. Hell, we all got secrets. I got stories. That'd chill your blood. But it don't do no good to keep rehashing the past. Surviving's what we're all about. But in the meantime, we can give each other company. For most of us, that's all we got. We don't care where you've been or how you got there or even why you wear that outfit. We just don't want you to be afraid of us. Incredible. Extending their trust to an intruder. How basic their lives have become. Warmth, food, companionship. They won't allow Mai or anyone else's self-pity in their domain. This alleyway is their castle. The least I can do is learn to live by their rules. Gentlemen, if you don't mind, I'd like to share a story with you. 8092. It's a story that directly it's a story that ties directly into a small family dwelling nestled among the classic trappings of suburbia, USA. The location is Queens. The occupants are quite typical. A mother, a father, and a baby. Whee! The love shared by these three helps keep the fabric of society tightly woven. Unfortunately, this joy is born of tragedy. That tragedy had a name. Al Simmons, a.k.a. Spawn. His widow, Wanda Blake, has believed him to be dead for the past 5 years. But while she was shattered by Al's untimely death, she found the strength to move forward. It was this kind of courage that caused Al to fall hopelessly in love with her. Ready? Now she is remarried, and love is once again part of her life. A whole lot of that love comes from Cyan, her baby daughter, though at 15 months she is hardly an infant any longer. Running, screaming, banging, long periods of silence are a thing of the past. Uh-oh! And Wanda wouldn't trade it for anything. The greatest gift of all, a child, has finally been given to her. And her new husband. Not only is Terry Fitzgerald a good father and a caring spouse, but he was the best friend of Al Simmons. If anyone could take care of Wanda better than Al, it would be Terry. This makes the situation even more tragic. Should Al intrude, or leave Wanda to live her new life in peace? Here we go! Whee! Neither choice will bring happiness to all involved. Until our hero reaches a decision, he'll be haunted by this no-win situation that's slowly tearing him apart. In a ghetto of displaced humanity, behind Port Authority bus terminal. This is going great. We've left a trail even a blind man could follow. Don't know why this hero is so attached to these bums anyways. Guess he likes hanging around crap, you know what I mean? Excuse me, loser, may I have a word with you? What? Oh, a smartass, huh? Spat! Hee. This is a riot. A couple more and I guess we can sit back and wait for the cape dude to show. How many is this now? 4? 5. But who's counting? I'm glad you can laugh at this, Tommy. I learned a long time ago that you can't take any of this personally. You know what I mean? Yup. Cause who wants to take their work with them? I'd rather watch football. Suck down a few beers, relax, you know what I mean? Yup. So we'll just take care of this hit tonight, report back to the boss on a job well done, then go find us a couple of broads. You up for it? Yup. Your friend is dead. It's just you and me, coward. Now I want to know who's after me, and more importantly, why. You know what I mean? New York Times, alley littered with bodies. Two known felons among the corpses. Whack him. Oh, hold on. So we agree that more drastic measures are appropriate. Good. You've all heard of the agent I'm referring to. Bartino said that he's available for this special assignment, both as a favor to us and for a 2% cut of next week's take. A fair price. Now let us vote. Do we continue letting some back alley hero keep killing us, or do we dispose of the parasite? Whack him. Whack him. Whack him. Dispose of him. Hee hee, whack him. Kill him. Whack him, sir. Let him live, I say. Just kidding. Slaughter him. Very funny, Tony. Then it's unanimous. It's not how you spell unanimous. Very good. Then I'm sure you won't mind when I tell you I've already taken the liberty of having Overkill arrive a few days early. He seemed to be quite enthused about helping us deal with our problem. Gino told me that Overkill thinks it's a young blood he's after. He had a run-in with them a few years back and hasn't forgotten how they embarrassed him. No sense any of us telling him otherwise. Besides, he should be on his way up anyway. Ha! Boom, boom, boom. On his way up. What a sense of humor the boss has. I know what you mean. I heard the guy's as big as a house. He wouldn't even fit through the door. Ha ha. Crickle? Crunch. Gentlemen, may I present the solution to our problems? Hi. Word quickly spreads that the mob requests a meeting with the person responsible for the deaths of its 7 leaders. Added to that request is the broken body of another homeless victim. Spawn had never met this vagrant, and is not happy that all the street people are under threat. By polite association. He intends to correct the situation immediately. Scumbag, always preying on the weak. Let's see how you deal with death warmed over. Though he knows he's no actor, Al realizes his costume lends an element of fearsomeness. It's not much, but he'll take it. Show yourself if you dare. Ha! Good one, American! Crack! I'm glad to see you weren't afraid to face me. That's admirable. And a little idiotic. Don't puff yourself up on my account. I'm here because otherwise you'll just continue to beat bag ladies to a pulp. What a hero. You got a problem with me? Then here I am. Though for the life of me, I don't know what I've done. I can see by your demeanor that you're too stupid to care about that. With the name-calling out of the way, and they did mean that, the two gladiators quickly size each other up. And since someone has to make the first move, emotion leads the charge. Don't call me stupid. I was going to kill you quickly, but now I see there's no point in hurrying. Crash! Shove it, you freak! I think he's mad. I'm not some drunk hobo that you can steamroll. Are you afraid of someone who could fight back? Oh, magic chains, help me, I'm dying, I can't breathe. Ah! I'll figure it out later. Right now I've got my hands full. Speaking of which, now you sit still like a good little boy while I rip your head off. Hey, quit your squirming, I said. Grab too much cape. I've only got a few seconds. Better make them count. Huh? Get real! Crash! Don't know why my chains did that. I didn't try to use any power. Now I'm pissed. Gotta duck. Now! Crunch! Crunch, crunch, creak, 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 crack, crunk, crunk. Do not look so confident, my friend. Such smugness has been the downfall of men greater than you. This minor setback will only make the battle more challenging. Pop! Save it for someone who cares. A cyborg! I fought them years ago, before I was killed, but they weren't nearly as advanced, nor as deadly. You are too slow, my friend. Your government must truly be desperate to have made you one of their young blood. What's he talking about? Come on, get up. I've seen no evidence of you having the power to rip men's hearts out. Show me your skill. Make my trip to America worth it. Glug. Come on, fight. No, I said fight. Do you hear me? Fight. Show me your power. Show me your strength. Let's see what kind of heroes the U.S. makes. Since you won't fight for your country, you can do something else. Die. Dead. And I didn't even break a sweat. Of course, come to think of it, I can't sweat. Ha ha. What a friggin' waste of time. The guy could have just been shot by one of the local wise guys instead of making me leave my assignment in Sicily. Stuff like this just pisses me off. I don't need no easy kills. Dead? What's he babbling about? He had me cold and didn't put me away. He must have damaged his external life sensors when his arm shattered. My heartbeat probably wasn't registering. He really could have killed me. Guess I got a lucky break. Speaking of which, my right arm is broken. I didn't want to use any power with this one till I figured out where I stood. Bill Kincaid was no problem. This guy is something else. Now I've got to drain more power. Damn. Later that night, Spawn travels an army base. That's what it says. His life spent as a mercenary didn't end with any shortage of well-kept secrets. Hope they're still stored here. It's time I stopped running around with my tail between my legs and started using the skills I already have. No need to waste my powers. Didn't have them before, no sense using them as a crutch now. Ain't no one gonna force me to use my powers again, especially not some bloody cyborg half-breed. Getting tired of being pushed around. Chuck, clip, snap. Wow. Look at that. Spawn with some guns now. I'm better than that. Sketchbook. There you go, guys. That was Spawn 1-6. If you like what I've read and you think it's cool, then let me know and we'll do more. Let's go ahead and look at the sketchbook. Okay. More variant art there. Really like that one. That one was okay. It's a nice piece, but it's not great. Of course, this one's pretty cool. I do like this one. There's your poster. Oh yeah, I like that one. Definitely like that one. In 1992, one of the most unforgettable characters in comic books was unleashed on an unsuspecting public for the first time, and the world would never be the same. Spawn is a hero unlike any other. A government agent, Al Simmons was killed by his own men. Resurrected from the depths of hell, he returns to Earth as the warrior Spawn, guarding the forgotten alleys of New York City. As he seeks answers about his past, Spawn grapples with the dark forces that return him to Earth, battling enemies and discovering unlikely allies. As he learns to harness his extraordinary new powers, he begins to grasp the full extent of what brought him back and what he left behind. The Spawn's origin series was created with the Spawn completist in mind. Each volume includes 6 previously released, sold-out issues of Spawn, published in an all-new design and format. Exclusive bonus content includes cover galleries and behind-the-scenes art. Each volume also includes a classic Spawn cover reimagined in a vibrant, new, digitally painted style. Join Spawn where it all began. Featuring the stories and artwork that laid the groundwork for the most successful independent comic book ever published, Spawn Origins Volume 1 includes the introduction not only of Spawn, but of a number of memorable and menacing characters, including Malbolgia and the Violator.